I'm joined with interim co-head wrestling coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Corey Muniz. Coach, talk to us about your upcoming season and some things you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so season's right around the corner here. We've been working real hard in the preseason and the early part of the year to get our guys prepared. We actually open up here in Minnesota on the 3rd of November against Minnesota West. They usually have some conflicts between scheduling because they have football still, and a couple of those guys are on the football team, so they double dip. But hey, whoever they put out there, we're going to go out and fight, and we're going to try to, you know, start the season off right with a W.
All right, and talk to us about a couple of your returners and your leaders and what you expect from them this season.
Right, so this is actually quite a opportunity for our returners, as we're expecting a lot out of them. You know, with me and Coach Scott being elevated to this new position, we kind of lean on the guys that are returning to show some leadership that they haven't been tasked with before. You know, but we got a great group of guys coming back with Masoma, our returning All-American, bumping up from 74 to 84. We got Dimitri coming back from a tough injury he had last year. He's looking to make a big difference there in the middle of our lineup. And we got Caden Mummy. He's also a guy in there immediately going to make an impact coming up from 65 to 74. We're going to be excited to have him throughout the year because last year he didn't wrestle for us until the national tournament, so it'll be nice to get him there. And obviously up there at heavyweight, you know, we're not returning our national champ from last year, but we got a couple of guys that are going to immediately battle and be that guy for us too to fill those really big shoes. So we're excited to see, you know, Miles Norris or Ryan Johnson, those returners make a big impact for us here.
And Coach, talk to us about some of your newcomers or upcoming freshmen that you're expecting to contribute big.
Awesome. Yeah, we got some good lower guys. You know, we're a little weak there coming into the year, but we did some pretty good job recruiting. We got Brandon Lovelace. He's a state champ, outstanding wrestler out of Arkansas. He's going to be down there at 125 for us. We have Tyrick Clay out of Louisiana alongside Jonathan Ramirez, too, from Louisiana, both making big impacts in there at 33 and 41, respectively. We actually got a guy at 49 who I'm super excited about. He was my former teammate down at University of the Ozarks, Dante Johnson. He's coming back and making a big difference for us here early on. Huge impact, great leadership in the room, and he's looking to fit in for us there at 149.
And looking at the team this year, what areas do you expect to be strong at this season?
Yeah, I think we're going to be strong where we need to be, right? Where we are sometimes a little bit lacking last year in the middle to lower weights, we look to make a big impact there and a huge difference. Obviously, up there in at 84, we're going to see Masoma go out there and go to war just about every time he gets a chance. You know, see Caden make some people frustrated with the way he wrestles. He's so lanky and savvy. He'll be great. And, you know, the rough and tough you get from Meech and even Dominic Johnson here at 57, you got some good guys. You got a guy out of Miami, Baker. He's going to look great. We have a Colorado kid and Cale Langford, he's also going to be a real problem in there in the middle of the lineup. So, like, it's going to be great to see those guys go to war to find a way to contribute for us here.
And with competing in one of the toughest conferences in the nation, what do you expect to see in conference play this year?
You know, we expect to take it all in stride. I mean, it is, if not one of the toughest conferences in JUCO, which is great for us. You know, we like to get on there and get a measure and see where we're at. And I think having those kind of tough battles here early on is like going to the on-deck circle with a donut, right? You swing a couple times with a heavier bat and you get out there and everything isn't all that bad. So we get out there and get some tough matches early on and really see where we're at, develop early. So when it comes go time here at the conference tournament or even the national tournament, we'll be ready for war for sure.
Yeah, so as Coach Muniz touched on earlier, the Lakers do open up Wednesday, November 3rd against Minnesota West in Worthington, Minnesota. So it'll be a great opportunity for the guys to be able to compete and for you as a coach to see your guys compete against someone else. So, Coach, we wish you the best of luck and on the season and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.